Again, so you that said that you're Tameya, that Shaganashach Tichdi Zura, but Chaver to your friend, Mishtar Yapu Mediate, she becomes Mutter because of the Eid Echot. Since the Eid Echot says that she's Torah, therefore she remains Torah. For the Gemara, Sulamalai Haina Reisha, what do we need this over again? The same halacha we learned before in the Reisha, the same Chidushim. That on yourself, it's Shaganashach Tichdi Zura, and on Chaver to you believe the Eid Echot. Tamar says, Ma, the time I would have thought. Hani Tavayu Torah Sninu. Maybe here I would have thought both of them really is Tor, they're both mutter to a kain. Va'ayda karma hochayai, how come she said that she's Tameya? In other words, she said that both of them are Tameya, herself and a Chaberta. Why did she say that she's Tameya? Not that she really meant it, but maybe really she just wanted to get angry at a friend to make a friend Tameya. And the klal is like Thomas Nafshi in Plishtim, like Bashimshin, he had himself killed in order to kill out all the Plishtim. So here also maybe, in order to get even on a friend, to make a friend Tameya, she said she was Tameya. He decoved her. So maybe later when she agrees, when she asks Harot and she tells you, you know, really I was Torah, so maybe we should believe her. Kamashmala no, Kamashman still we don't believe her. That she tells us she's Tameya, even though she's also telling us that a Chaverta, her friend was Tameya, we believe what she's saying. It's called Shavya Nashach Tichad Yisura. And even though later when Eid Echot comes and tells us that we know the way she was Torah, and later she has Charot and she says, yes, you're right, I was Taka Torah, we don't believe her. Because the klal is Shavya Nashach Tichad Yisura. Right, it says another case of Ani v'Chaverti Torah. Let's say she tells us both of them were Torah. She and her friend both are Torah. But Yomolo Eid Echot, now Eid Echot tells us, At v'Chaverti Tameya. You should know, we know the way you and your friend, both of you are Tameya. The law goes like this. Ihi, she herself, kivun dikedim, since the Eidim, that she was captured, Sue is telling us that she's Torah, only she herself is lav kol kimina. She's not neman on herself to say that she's Torah. Therefore, we remain that she's Tameya. But chaverto on the friend, mishtar yapum adido. You should know on your friend, even though there's an Eid Echot saying that she was Tameya, but since you're also kosher to be an Eid Echot and you're saying that she's Torah, therefore you're believed. Fred Gemara, Su Lomeli, why do we have to have both cases? We heard Hainu Reisha, we heard these Chiddushim before. Hainu Reisha, the Reisha, this is the first case we had before that you say that you're Neman al Chaverta to be an Eid Echot. So Mara says, Ma the time I would have thought, Ki Mehem no de Mokan de Postal Nafsha. When do we believe you that your Chaverta is Tahira? When you're telling us that you're Tameya, but Chaverta Tahira? So since you're telling us that you yourself is Tameya, we see you're not lying. You're telling us the truth. Therefore, when you tell us that your Chaverta is Torah, then we believe you. Avo b'mokim d'machshu nafsho. But here that you're telling both of you that Torah, you want to make yourself kosher also. Eimaloi mehemna, maybe we have to be afraid. Maybe you're lying. Just like we can't trust you on yourself. Maybe here we can't trust you on your friend either. Kamashmo natsachidish no. That lamaisa for your friend, you're still an eidechod, and isher is kosher for the halachas of a shivuya, since it's only a chashash with the rabbonin believed in eidechod to say that we know the way she was captured by the goyim, but the goyim did not live with her, so therefore you are neman al chaverta, even though you're not neman on yourself. Here, this Mishnah. Then the Mishnah goes weiter. V'chein shnei anoshmi, of the same halacha by two men, that ze'oim al-kayanani. One man says, you know, I'm a Kohen. V'zevoi m'kohen, and the second one says, I'm a Kohen. The locker is ain't in the morning, we don't believe them. V'zman shein midim ze al ze. But if one is saying, hey, this upon the other one, I'm saying that I know the other one is a Kohen, is a ra'el in the morning, then they are believed. So Rashi says, ain't in the morning, litan lem truma. We don't trust what they're saying, if they're saying upon themselves that he is a Kohen, we can't trust him. What does that mean? That we're not allowed to give him truma. But if one Kohen is saying upon the other one, I know the way my friend is a kosher Kohen, and they dech advised us as Nemon, and we're allowed to give him Truma. Rabbi Yehuda Weimer, ein malin lakuna piyadechot. If you don't know, to give a person a shame that he's a Kohen, in order to be able him to eat Truma, we can't trust an Eidechot. If we have any doubts, if we don't know, we have to have two Eidim telling us that he's a Kohen. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita, ein malin lakuna piyadechot. Omer Rabbi Lozer, it was like this. Hey, Musai, when do I hold like you? You have to have two Eidim, Vizman Chiesh Urim. Where there's somebody complaining here that he's apostle, he's not a kosher Kohen, then you have to be mevayer through to Eidim. Av b'mokim shein oirin, but in a place where nobody's complaining, we have no arguments here, madan lakuna pi edechod, you could trust an edechod, and one edechod is never to say that he's a kohen. So we'll see in the Gemara, lakuna, that's the same shan of Tanakama, of course the same thing the Tanakama says, that you believe in edechod. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, so we'll see in the Gemara, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Asgan, madan lakuna pi edechod. He also holds, that with the koyach of one eidechod, you have a right to make a person into a kohen. If an eidechod says he's a kohen, he has a loch of a kohen. So again, the Rashi says the Gemara Meforish Shmai Benayu. The Gemara will come and explain what is the machlokes here. What's Rabbi Shimon Gamliel saying? Rabbi Shimon ben Asgan saying more than we learned before. So Gemara starts off. Kol hani lomali. First, the Gemara goes into kol hani. We're not explaining our Mishnah yet. First is like Akdama Rashi says, the Tana Masdisin Lashmina Na Peshosa Peshitter. Lomali. Like the last few Mishnais we had was Chidushim of a Peshosa Peshitter. If you yourself tell us that it's Osar, you yourself are able to say that it's Mutter. Why do we have to have all the Mishnais before? Samar explains though each Mishnah by itself. The Tana Moedir of Yeshua, if we would have just said the first Mishnah in our paragraph Moedir of Yeshua, by the Migu of Karka, where Reuben goes to Shimon and tells Shimon, you should know this karka belonged to your father. And I bought it off him, Mishum Diyika Dror the Mamaina. Over there's a doubt about the money. I will aid them to let Dror the Mamaina, a Malai, but by Adim, you wouldn't say it. So Rashi says like this, that Yika Dror the Mamaina means you're going to lose out. Now this Reuben, what did he do? Reuben went to Shimon and told Shimon, you should know this karka, this field belonged to your father. But I bought it off him. Now Reuven knows, like, if there's any doubt about this, he's going to lose his property. Like, once you're telling us now this property belonged to your father, it's like you may lose it. So there we say we believe you that you bought it off him, because if you wouldn't have any doubts at all, you wouldn't have said it. It's called the drawer of the Mamayna, means you have something to lose out here. So therefore, for sure, you're telling us the truth. Mashenk in the next Mishnah, the Eidim that says, Ksav Yodeinu who's there, Avlanusa Meyinu, there's no drawer of the Mamayna. The Edom have nothing to lose out here. It's not a shtar for them. The Edom is just saying over the way they know. It says in the shtar that Reuben owed $1,000. So the Edom are telling us, Bezdin, true, this is our signatures. It wasn't forged. But you should know the loan is false. Either we were forced to sign, the loan never took place, or else we were kind and we were psulim. But I call upon them over here, the Edom have nothing to lose out. Since the Edom have nothing to lose out, maybe we wouldn't believe them, and maybe here we wouldn't say a peshros a peshita. That's the Chiddush, not only when Reuben is going to lose his field, that we believe him, but even here by the Edim, where they won't lose out anything, still we believe the Edim, since they did not have to say Ksav Yudenu. We only know the Shtar is good because of them. Since it's because of them, therefore we have a right to believe them. That's the Chiddush of the second Mishnah, more than the first Mishnah. Now, Lelechur just said the second Mishnah, V'tan Edim Mishum D'li Alma. Because Edim is always saying for other people, they're not saying upon themselves at all, therefore we'll believe them. Like it's a Svara Fakertna maybe. The Edim believe them because they're not on the Gaya B'dav, it's not on the Gaya to them. It doesn't pertain to them, the Shtar. It's a Shtar that Reuben owes $1,000. So therefore we'll believe the Edim because of the Svara Peshras Peshitta. But when Reuven goes down to Shimon, maybe we won't believe Reuven anymore, because he wants to gain on the deal. It's negate himself. But maybe Reuven for himself to keep the kaka, maybe he's not believed, even with the Peshras and Peshitter. So Kamashman, that's why we need the first two Mishnais to tell us the Chedushim of a Peshras or a Peshitter. Then the Gemara says, Vaita. V'yashmin and Hanitarti would only say the first two cases in those two Mishnahs, the case of a Peshras by Karka. And the case of a Persha also, and by Edim, I would have thought, V'yashmin Hanitarti, Mishum de Mamoino. Both these two cases is a question about money. Whether Reuben went to Shimon and said, this karka, this property belonged to your father. Whether the Edim said that, true, we signed this shtar halvor, this loan, but it was a apostle shtar. So by Momin, then we believe him with a Persha also, Pershita. But in the next Mishnah, the Chiddush is Avol Eishes Ish. The Isura, but when Eishes Ish comes and tells us that Eishes Ish Hayisi, or Grusha Ni, she told us now that she's a Grusha, Eimaloi, maybe we won't believe her, Because there is a shayla on the tzad that she's lying. There's a chiyuv koros involved. She's an nashis ish. Maybe we won't believe it with the peshos to let her get married. So that's the chiddush of the next mishnah. Even the gayeti surim of a chiyuv koros, we believe the lady when she tells us that she was married, but she received the get. Vaita nishbeisi utayra nilamli. Why do we need the next chiddush of the mishnah we had before, where nashis tells us that she was captured by the goyim? But she's also telling us, Tahirani, that the Goyim did not live with her. So we said we believed her. Lomali, what's the Chiddush? Lachur, what's the Chiddush? Here it's not even a Chiyuv Koros. At most, she would have a din like a Zoyna, that she's a Chayiv Lav, and she's not allowed to marry a Kohen. But it's not a Shiloh Visurim, so of Chiyuv Koros. So if you know already by a Chiyuv Koros, we believe a Peshos, a Peshita, Lachur for sure will believe the lady now, for Chayiv Lavin, that she's never to say that she's Tahirani, that she did not live with the Goyim. So Mar says, true, there's no Kiddush in this din, but Mishum de Kaboy le Misnah. It wants to say the next part of the Mishnah. It says what? V'ye Mishanis says, Bo Eidim Harezu Loi Teitzei. That if after this Isha got married to a Kohen, then later they came to Eidim that told us that she was captured. So the Chura now, there's no more Peshos or Peshita, but we say since she already had a Heter to get married, she remains with the Heter, she's allowed to din as Loi Teitzei. That's the Kiddush. Tumor says, "Honi cholamad demaftin lo seifa." That's good if you learn the whole chiddush of loy teitzei only goes in the seifa, only in the case of shvuya, the case where the question was, did the goyim live with her or not? We believe it with the peshos, a peshita that said that they did not live with her, and therefore we gave her heter to get married to a goyim. And therefore, this seifa, the Mishnah says that once she has this heter, even if later Edom come and tell us that she was captured, that there's no more Peshos or Peshita, still she doesn't lose her first heter. So that's good if you learn this Chiddush only on the Sefer. But according to the man the Yoma that said this Chiddush was even on the Reisha, then again it's Shver, what can you say, what do you need Bechlal, this case of Shvuya? In other words, according to that man the Yoma that learns the Chiddush in the Mishnah goes on the Reisha, the ratio of the Mishnah there was the Isha that says, Eishes Ish Hayisi, who grew Shani. She tells us that she was married, but she received the get. So we believe her, Peshosa Peshita. And on that ratio, that man the Yoma says, the Sefer says that if she gets married to a second man, and then there comes to Adam that tells us that she was married once, so even though now there's no more Peshosa Peshita to believe her, still we say like Teitzei. So if you learn the Chiddush goes on the Reisha, even with Chai decreases, still we say Lo Teitzei, so for sure, the Gemara said before, by Yeshivuya, where it's only Chai Vilavin, for sure the din would be, that once we gave her a head to get married to a Kohen, for sure we would say Lo Teitzei. So again, the Kashra is, why do we need this next Mishnah, that part of the Mishnah, of Nishvesi Yotayrani? For what purpose does it say it? Like Pshita will believe her. Pshita is a Peshos, a Peshita. If we only know she's captured because she told us so, and now she tells us that she's Torah, she did not live with the Goyim, Pshita, we should believe her. So what do we need this part of the Mishnah altogether for? So the Gemara says, Mishum de Kaboy le Misni Shtei Noshim, because it wants to say the Chiddush in the next Mishnah. The next Mishnah we had before was when two Noshim, two ladies, Shenishbu, were both captured by the Goyim. Fred Gemara, Shtei Noshim Shenishbu Lomali. What's the Chiddush in that Mishnah, the case of two Noshim, where two ladies got captured, the Chur to say Malacha, to believe a pet, to believe her, that one is Neman on the other one? So where it says like this, Mal the time I would have thought over there, Nechesh Legoimlin. Over there we said the case is talking about that there are Edim that these two ladies were captured. So it's true, there's not a Chiddush of a Peshos or Peshitter over there. We know for sure through Edim that these two ladies were captured by the Goyim. The question is, like this, we say Malosim Bayuchsin, that she's also to marry a Kohen. But they were talking about the other two ladies, that one lady says about the other one, I know she was Tahor. I know no Goyim lived with her. So he said, the Chiddush is that an Eidechot is Neman, even an Isha is Neman. So we believe one Isha on the other one, that she's Torah. So Gemara says, what's the Chiddush of that Mishnah? It's also Trita. We know the Loch is you believe in Eidechot. So Gemara says, no, even though one Eidechot is believed on the other one, but that's an Eidechot maybe that's not Nageya. Doesn't have to do with this case by herself. But over here, since one lady is saying for the other one, and the other one is saying back for her, the Gemara says, now the time I would have thought, Nechesh Legoimlin, we should be afraid like they're both lying. And like Goimlin means like you help me out now and I'll help you out later. Like we'll make a trick between the two of us. So I would have thought maybe when the two ladies were captured and each one says, I know the way my friend is Tor, no guy live with her, maybe here the Rabbonim did not leave this Eidecha, did not leave her. Because we should be afraid of Goimlin to helping out one and the other. Kamash Malon, that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. No, we're not afraid of Goimlin. Since each one is an Eidechot, and each one is saying upon the other friend that I know she is Torah, that no good live with her, even though the other friend is saying back for her, that's the law of the Rabbanah believed in Eidechot, and we're not afraid for the Svar of Goimlin, that one is going to lie for the other one. Like I'll lie for you, and you lie back for me, we're not afraid of that. So that's the whole Chiddush of the case of Nishvesia Tyranny, is for this end part, that one Isha has never to say on the other Isha. Right, and then the next Mishnah we had was, or this last Mishnah we just had, was V'chein Shnei Anoshim. The case you have two men, that Ze'oim HaKoinani V'ze'oim HaKoinani. So he said, Ein Nemon, but it was Man Shai Midim Ze'o Ze'er Ein Nemon. So Chura, what's the Chiddush over there? Also, Luchura, it's an Eidechot, Eidechot is Nemon, according to the man the Yom that holds his belief. So Gemara says, Mishum B'Koboy L'Misne Seifo, Plukta the Rabbi Yehuda Rabbon. And Echnami wants to tell us the machlokes here between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbonin. Do we say Ein Madon Lakuna Pi Eidechot? That was Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that one Eidechot is not Nemon to make a coin into a coin, because one Eidechot says he's a coin, still we're not allowed to give him truma. So that's the chiddush of this Mishnah, this last Mishnah we had, a machlokes whether an Eidechot is Nemon Lamalon Lakuna or not. So kids, even though the Gemara starts off with these lashons, like Rashi said, of the Peshos and Peshitur, but the last two Mishnayosim did not have to do with the Peshos and Peshitur. It's just I'm explaining for what purpose do we have all these last Mishnayosim. Good, so now we explain the Chiddush of all the last Mishnayosim. Now we have to go back to what was the last Mishnah we had. We'll soon explain it. Well, again, the Machlokes in the last Mishnah was about how many Eidim do you need to be believed upon a person that he's a Kohen. Whether it's Nagaya to give him Truma, or whether it's Nagaya if he can get married. So Mar said now like this. Tana Rabbanu, learn to the price like this. Ani koyin v'chaveri koyin. Let's say somebody says, I'm a koyin, and he's also saying upon his chaver, I know my friend is a koyin. So he's like an Eidech, but saying on his friend that he's a koyin. So Mar says, Nemo l'achila b'truma. We believe him, and Eidech would have believed that his friend is a koyin, and we're allowed to give him Truma. Like this, you can't give a person truma unless you make sure he's a kohen. Otherwise, because on the side he's a Yisrael, you'd be mashlim. In Allah, you're not supposed to give a Yisrael truma. It's also for Yisrael to truma. So how do we know he's a kohen? Even though it's only one eidechot, we believe him. But the Brisa says, "V'einoy nemon l'hasiyu isha." He's not believed though to get married to a lady. So Rashi says, "Miyucheses," because the ma'ila he biyuchsin. There's a ma'ila biyuchsin. They don't trust an eidechot. To know if he's allowed to marry a kain. Well, the Kura Poshir means the opposite way. On the case that she's an Isha, we want to know if she's Kshayra to get married to a kain or not, and the Eidechot is not believed. If we have any doubts, we have to have two Eidim. Or who Adin, if he's a kain here of a man, we want to give a Milah. Rashi says that Mucheses, if you want him to marry an Isha Mucheses, or somebody only wants to marry a kain, he's not believed to make him, the Eidechot can't make him into a kain for Yuchsin. That's what the Brisa says. Achiyu Gimel. Unless you have three people there. What does that mean, three people? In other words, we have two Kahanim here. And each one is saying he knows that he himself and his friend is a Kohen. So really, if each one of them, we only have one Eidechot. Because on yourself, you can't say. So the Eitzah is now get a third person here. That this third person knows that both of them are Kahanim. So now it will come out that Shnayim Idim Alzeh. Or Shnayim Idim Alzeh. You have like two Eidim upon one person that he's a Kohen. And then you have two people on the other person that he's a Kohen. In such a case, you'll have Eidim, and that would then for sure will say he's a Kohen, both to give him Truma, and who are then, Nogayet to Yuchsin, he's not a Mary, but there is a Kohen. That's what the Tanakhama says. We have Yehuda, like Rabbi Yehuda says, Af Einoy Nema La'achila B'Truma. His Rabbi Yehuda sheet there is that you don't believe in Eidechot, even to let the Kohen, that should be believed in order to give him Truma. Achiyu Shlesha, so you have three people there. Shnayim Midim Alzeh, Ushnayim Midim Alzeh. You have to have two Eidim upon one, and two Eidim on the other one. Given we have these two people, each one is saying that he's a Kohen and his friend is a Kohen. So it's only like an Eidechot, one for the other. So Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is, even for Truma, you have to have two Eidim. We don't believe in Eidechod, even to make the person a Kohen, only Nagea to giving him Truma. So Mar says, Lameim, you want to tell me, to Rabbi Yehuda Chayish Lagoimlin. What's the Svar? Why doesn't Rabbi Yehuda believe each one for the other one? Lechur, each one should be an Eidechod for the other one. So the Svar you're telling me is because of a Goimlin, like we had the Svar before, that we're afraid one person would lie for the other one. Like, we'll make up, you lie for me now, and I'll lie for you. So that's why each one is not neman on the other one. Therefore, we have to have a third person here to make it like two and two. For Rabbonin, that say no, each one is neman on the other one. Is Loichai Shila Gremlin, is not afraid of this Svara that one person would lie for the other one. That's what comes out now. But that's a Tanakhama that says we do believe one for the other one. Then where is the Kasha? Well, Ipcha Shaminilu, we heard just the opposite. The Tanan would learn like this. Ha chamorin shenichnusul yir. If you have these donkey drivers, chamorin means drashi seichrei tua, people that sell wheat. Or malichim imokam hazul lekrochim. They take the wheat from the cheap places and go down to the krochim to sell it, like to make business. So chamorin means loshen of a chamor, like the donkeys. They put the scher, they put the wheat on top of the donkey, and they take it down to the other places to sell it. Now two people came into the town now with their donkeys full of tua to sell it. The Yomer Echod Mehen, one of them said, Shali Chodesh, my Tfuah is new one. V'shel Chaveri Yoshen, but my friend's Tfuah, his wheat, is old. And we know older is better than new. So it's like saying, mine is not so good, but his is good. Or else he says, Shali Yeinim Mesukin, my own is not Mesukin, is not so good, I did not take off Trumas Amaisus. V'shel Chaveri Mesukin, but the Tfuah of my friend, that's better Tfuah, that was already Mesukin, that was taken off. So Rashi says the same thing, like he's been mishabeach es shalchaveroi, or mezalzel es shaloi, he's saying good about his friend, and not so good about his own. Is ein neman, Tanakhama says we don't believe them. In other words, we choshet for goimlin, that like you're lying now for your friend's sake, because you know your friend will lie for you later. That's the Rabbanan Shita, we don't believe them. We have Yehudu Raimin neman, and Yehudu says no, we do believe them. One is belief for the other one. So here you see the swords are just the opposite. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, we're not choshes the goyimlin. So Gemara says, Omer Rav Adav Arava, Omer Rav Mechlefes HaShita, and Echnam, you have to change around the Shita. That there should not be a Stira in Rabbi Yehuda, we change around, and in both places, Rabbi Yehuda is the one that says, the attack is Einan Emen. Rabbi Yehuda is choshes the goyimlin. So Gemara says, Abaye Roma, Lielum Le Tepech. Abaye says, no, you don't have to be Tepech. You don't have to change it around. There's no Stira in Rabbi Yehuda. I tell you, Bidumai Hekilu. Here it's a Shiloh, the what, that he's saying his Tfu is not Mesukin, and his friend's Tfu was Mesukin. Mesukin, the Shiloh is, was taken off Trumas to Maisris, because like this, he's an Amoritz, and on an Amoritz, we don't believe him, whether it was taken off Trumas to Maisris. So here, where one says he knows the other one's Tfu was taken off Trumas to Maisris, so here Rabbi Yudis says we believe him. You know why? Because there's only a Shiloh about Demai. Mora says, Hekilu, we're more makeup by Demai, because Roiv Amoritz Maisrinim. Like midi raisa avadiv, it's kosher anyway. Because you go bosser roiv amaratzim to take off true maisa. That's only a chash midi rabbonin. Therefore, in the rabbonin, we believe one for the other one. Bashenkin, now a case over here of a kayin, here you want to be able to give him truma, which is a shal and isidi raisa. Here we don't believe one for the other. We're choshish legoimlin unless you have two edim on each one. So Gemara says like this. Omar Rova. To Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Yehuda kasha, like the only question was only on Rabbi Yehuda, that you could give this answer for Demai is different. But the Rabbonin, not the Rabbonin like kasha, and you didn't ask the kasha on the Rabbonin, who is still a stiro in the Rabbonins? Like here you're telling me over here by Demai, the Rabbonin were machmer not to believe in Eidechud, because we're afraid of Gremlin. So how come before the Rabbonin said, the Shalom of Kayin, we do believe one for the other, and they were not choshed the Gremlin. So who is the stiro in the Rabbonins? So Gemara answers, Elo, the Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Yehuda, Lekasha, Kedashanina. True, the Teretz you have to give the way we said before in Rabbi Yehuda is like we just answered. That really Rabbi Yehuda is Choshish Legoimlin. That's why now a case of one Kohen for another Kohen, we don't believe them. But in the second case of the Chamorim, it's only a Shal of Truma, of Demai, the Shal is only Nisa, the Rabbonin, there will make her to believe one Eidechot for the other one. The Rabbonin, not the Rabbonin Lekasha. There's no steer in the Rabbonins either. Kidiyama Rabbi Choma Bar Ukva Bishekli Umnasa Biyode. So talking about where he has the Kalim of Umnasa, whatever he works, he's holding his Kalim in his hand. Sataya Hochinam here also Vishekli Yum Nasa Biyodai, that he's holding his kli that he works with in his hands. I'll soon explain what that means. And Rashi explains Vishekli Yum Nasa, Rashi says atop Rashi that Chamor Hamevi Tvul Imchor. If this person is holding and driving his donkey, comes in the town with all the tfur on it, with all the wheat, and he wants to sell it. And he was holding in his hand kli hekesh shamechira. He has like the weight, that what he weighs the tfur he has in his hands. So we see clearly he's really coming in to sell his tfur. So here we're choshes legoimlin. Like we say, if you're really coming in to sell your wheat, how come you'd be mezalzi, you're saying your own is no good and your friend is good? It has to be because really you're lying. Because really you want to sell your stuff. Just you made up with your friend that I'll lie for you here, and you lie for me someplace else. So when the person is coming, b'shekli yum nasa b'yadoi, here by the chamorim, here, the rabbanon say, v'choshet l'goimlin. Mashen came before, where one kohen wants to stay on the other kohen, there's no kelim, they're not holding any kelim, so with the attacker, we're not afraid for goimlin. Now the Gemara says, v'heichi itma the rabchoma barukva, where did we learn his halacha? The Tanan we learned. Ha keder shehenia keder roisov. A keder means a person that makes pottery, that makes pots, plates. And he put down his keder roisov, his pots. V'yora lishtois, mayim in ayor. He went down to drink water. So halacha is ha pnimiyas tohorois, v'yachitzoinus temeyos. That the inside, ha pnimiyas, the inside kelim, a tohor. We're talking about Rashi says this is a chover. There's a person that watches his kelim that an amoritz of people should not touch it to make a tummy. So we say his inside kelim is inside like pottery, those are still tor. Vachitzoinois, the outside pots, those are tmeis. We'll soon see why. Because we're afraid that people touched it. And the people that walk around there are amoratzim, so we're afraid they touched it, they were metamrit. But the Mara Stira Vatanya will not like that. Vatanya elu v'yelu tmeis, that both sets are tummy. The inside and the outside are tummy. He was talking about he put down, let's say, 100 kelim there. So the outside ones around, that's called the outside ones, and the inner are the inner ones. So here we see both of them are tumeis. Some are abchamim bar ukva, b'shekli yum nasa b'yodim. Here we're talking about this person is holding his kelim like his weights, that we see he's going to sell it. So since he is selling his kelim, when you sell things, b'nei sheyad ha'kel m'mash meshes b'hen, everybody comes to touch it. Like when you sell something, all the people come to touch it to see if they want to buy it or not. So you have to be afraid the Amaratzim touched every part of it, even the inside kelim. Therefore, everything is tummy. This is the way Rashi learns the sugya shkliyum nasa, means here, we see you holding weights. It's a proof like you're a seller, that you sell kelim. Therefore, over here, we say all the kelim are tumeis. And before, by the chamorim, when they come with the tfuah, there Rashi learns we're afraid for goimlin. Because you see, really, he has in mind to sell his tfuah. Aye, why is he saying now that his is no good and his friend is good? Because he's like lying, so here he'll say good for his friend, and someplace else his friend will say good for him. This is the way Rashi learns. Tosfos learns a little bit different. Tosfos learns kliyum nasa, it's a proof what he's saying is true. That kliyum nasa means by the kayin. When we have the Eidechot, each one saying on the other one, you're Kayin, the reason why they're believed is because they're holding Kalim that show us that they're Kayin. Right, like Tosfos learns, they're holding Kli, Galolim, Kli Avonim, things that are not Makabal Tumah. So you see, like they're Makbid not to be Makabal Tumah, that's really a proof that they're really a Kayin. Like over here also, we say if you have a Kliyum Nasai, we see you're a seller, you're somebody that's selling you Kalim, therefore we say everybody touched it. Right, that's the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. But I call upon him, Kliyum Nasa is a proof to what you're saying. For the Gemara of Tanya, we learn not like that, Elu V'Elu Tehrus, over here by this Kli, by this Hakadr, a person that's selling these pottery, we say here, Bryce, it says all of them is Tor, the inside ones and the outside ones, they're all Tor. So I'm Rav Chama Bar Ukva, B'Shein Kliyum Nasa B'Yodai, where the person is not like holding the weights. He's not holding kelim that shows that he's selling these things. In other words, it's his own private set of dishes. So therefore, since the person is a chover, we say when he puts it down, he watches them, that nobody touches them. So nobody touched the inside ones, nobody touched the outside ones. Therefore, they're kulam tairus. For the Gemara so, v'yeloho de tenan. That we started off, the first braisa said, ha pnimiyas tairus. The inside ones are tor, v'yachitzoinois tmeis. But the outside ones are tummy. Hechi mishkachas lo. Where do we have this? And we just said, Svaros, just the opposite. Either they're both tumeis, where he's a seller, or else they're both tahiras where he's not a seller. So how do you have this case in between? So the Gemara answers, the smicha l'rishus rabim or mishum chifufei rishus rabim. Talking about you put it down right near, you know, if you put down a private person, he's not a seller, he doesn't sell this kelim, but he put it down right near the rishus rabim. So the people from the rabim like bump into it. Chifufei rishus rabim means that they bump into it. Therefore, the outside kelim, you have to be afraid, maybe an amoris. When he was walking through the rishus rabim, he bumped into it and touched it. Therefore, the outside kelim atame. But the inside ones, there nobody came to touch it. Therefore, the inside ones are tahor. All right, we'll stop here.